Hello, everyone. Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Nada. Today, we're on What Am I? And we're on Lesson 355. What am I? I am God's Son, complete and healed and whole, shining in the reflection of His love. In me is His creation, sanctified and guaranteed eternal life. In me is love perfected, fear impossible, and joy established without opposite. I am the holy home of God Himself. I am the heaven where His love abides. I am His holy sinlessness itself, for in my purity abides His own.
Our use for words is almost over now. Yet in the final days of this 1 year we gave to God together, you and I, we found a single purpose that we shared, and thus you joined with me. So what I am, are you as well. The truth of what we are is not for words to speak of nor describe. Yet we can realize our function here, and words can speak of this and teach it too, if we exemplify the words in us.
We are the bringers of salvation. We accept our part as saviors of the world, which through our joint forgiveness is redeemed. And this, our gift, is therefore given us. We look on everyone as brother and perceive all things as kindly and as good. We do not seek a function that is past the gate of heaven. Knowledge will return when we have done our part. We are concerned only with giving welcome to the truth.
Ours are the eyes through which Christ's vision sees a world redeemed from every thought of sin. Ours are the ears that hear the voice of God proclaim the world as sinless. Ours the minds which join together as we bless the world. And from the oneness that we have attained, we call to all our brothers, asking them to share our peace and consummate our joy.
We are the holy messengers of God who speak for Him. In carrying His word to everyone whom He has sent to us, we learn that it is written on our hearts, and thus our minds are changed about the aim for which we came and which we seek to serve. We bring glad tidings to the Son of God, who thought He suffered. Now is He redeemed, and as He sees the gate of heaven stand open before Him, He will enter in and disappear into the heart of God. What am I?
Lesson 355. There is no end to all the peace and joy and all the miracles that I will give when I accept God's word. Why not today? Why should I wait, my Father, for the joy you promised me? For you will keep your word you gave your Son in exile. I am sure my treasure waits for me, and I need but reach out my hand to find it. Even now, my fingers touch it. It is very close. I need not wait an instant more to be at peace forever. It is you I choose, and my identity along with you. Your Son would be Himself and know you as His Father and Creator and His love. Lesson 355. I guess I'd like to start with just, in case we forgot, because there's a lot to remember when you're first starting A Course in Miracles. So as if this is your first time through, we have talked about this before, but God's word in A Course in Miracles is my Son is pure and holy as myself. So it's not a person, it's not a thing, I'm going to turn to it here. It's lesson 276. The word of God is given me to speak. What is the word of God? My Son is pure and holy as myself. So that's a clarification. I was hoping that while we might come back to the lesson, I wanted to focus a little bit on, we talked about the prayer or the affirmation, as you call it, at the very beginning of What Am I? But there's a lot to this, what am I? And I wanted to break it down just a little bit.
I'm really happy we're doing that because that's what I wanted to do as well.
Okay, so our use for words is almost over now. That's how the second paragraph of What Am I begins. So what is who and what are the our? And the reason I wanted to really talk about this is filled. I have them all, I think, highlighted, the ours and the we's in this section, and the us, our, we, and us. And it's really important for us to think about who the our is. So our use for words is almost over now. Yet in the final days of this 1 year, we gave to God together, you and I. We found a single purpose that we shared, and thus you joined with me. So what I am, are you as well. The truth of what we are is not for words to speak of nor describe, yet we can realize our function here, and words can speak of this and teach it to if we exemplify the words in us. Like, that's just one paragraph with all the ours, the we's, and the us's. And so who is that? This is very important for me as a course student, is to really acknowledge who it is. It is who he says he is in the course, is the part of us who knows Jesus. Now, Jesus has this whole identity. Jesus has many identities, I guess I should say, that were created from the ego thought system. That is not Jesus at all. Jesus doesn't hate gay little boys and girls. Jesus does not hate transgender men and women. Jesus does not hate people of a different race than we are. Those are all egoic makings of the ego thought system. Much of what is that I was taught in Christianity is also made up from the ego thought system. Because when you really study Jesus in the Bible, the only thing he's talking about is loving one another. End of story, period. Now, he does have what he refers to in A Course in Miracles as, he says that he does what we will eventually do, and that is that we will have less and less tolerance for lacks of love. So in the New Testament, when you see him maybe being a little harsh or a little what we might describe as harsh or not patient or very cut and dried, what he's doing is he's showing that as we remember who we truly are, we will have less tolerance for lacks of love. He's not someone who's going to come and ride in on a white horse and slay the sinners. Why do we know this? Is because that would be inconsistent with love. Like that would be that. That's why some of what we learn in all different religions just doesn't really gel with what we really truly know inside of us is to be true, is that we know that we're love. Does that mean all the religion is just wrong? No, there's some truth in it. And there's also that it's like a reflection of the split mind. There is some love, and then there is that Holy Spirit, there is that ego thought system that gets in the way. So the our and the we and the us is Jesus of the New Testament that's only teaching love. And if that's a stumbling block for you, then don't worry about it, because what it really is it's showing that there's a part of the sonship who has remembered who it truly is. And Jesus in A Course in Miracles says that he's the first one to do it perfectly. And if he's saying that he's the first one, then obviously there's going to be a second, third, fourth until the entire sonship wakes up. Or the entire sonship remembers who it is. You could say it that way as well. And so what's important for me, though, I mean, and I'm just talking about my own personal journey with A Course in Miracles, is to to understand that there is this voice for God, this voice for love that speaks to me all through the day. That's the Holy Spirit. But in addition to the Holy Spirit, there's also a brother, a friend, a counselor, a guide, so that when I'm really suffering, when I'm really stuck in those laws of chaos that we discussed the other day, when I'm really, you know, not coming from this love that I am, when I'm just totally in the ego thought system, I have a brother, a friend, a counselor, a guide who will help me through it. And I've experienced this. I know you've experienced this. And you know, when we talk to course students, we all have this experience of, yeah, we know the voice for the Holy Spirit because it's this calm, quiet sort of guidance. And then there's the voice of our brother, our counselor, our friend, and our guide, who actually comes across as different and is very practical, says what we need to hear. And that's the us. And so, and thus you joined with me. So what I am, are you as well? So we also are remembering as he remembered. So you can think of the author of A Course in Miracles as the part of the sonship who has remembered who it truly is and is teaching us to do the same.
Additionally, when we're thinking about undoing the separation, like that's what the atonement is, that atonement process, how when we're doing A Course in Miracles, when we're aligning ourselves with love, and you know, you can think of it as Jesus, just everything you said, just I concur completely. And if we take who we call Jesus as, you know, maybe this personification of love, maybe that's, if that's helps you understand or helps anyone, that's how I see Jesus. Because Ken Wapnick, who like really spread the message of A Course in Miracles and helped bring it really to what it is today. You know, there's of course tons of other people, but
he was really one of the first. He was the editor of the FIP version, and you can watch him on YouTube, and he's just the most amazing Course in Miracles teacher.
Right. And one of the things he said was, well, it's another Jesus. And it's like, no, but yes, all at the same time.
And what he meant was that by that it wasn't this hellfire and brimstone Jesus.
Right.
He was a friend.
Right. And so you think of this man, Ken Wapnick, who was on his way to be a Catholic monk. I mean, so if there's anyone who knew about the fire and brimstone Jesus, I would say it's him. Mm-hmm. And
he also is very sensitive. I mean, if you listen to him enough, you know that he's very sensitive and kind and loving man.
Yes.
That would, like, it would be important for him to distinguish between the fire and brimstone, I'm going to send you all to hell, Jesus, compared to I'm your friend, I'm your counselor, I'm your guide.
Right. So we have to, and this is where we could say we have to forgive Jesus in a way, because we have to undo the identity that we've given this character in what you can say history, that we've called Jesus and what we think of him. And whether it's even if we only know him adjacently through our experience with Christianity, whether it's a personal one or we just see it in the world, like, we have to understand that's none of that is actually Jesus. The real Jesus is just love. And maybe it's love personified, as I said, so it's like giving love a human form. And
I do have a little parenthesis there.
Yes.
I personally, this is just me, you know, someone else can have a completely different opinion, and I totally respect that. Personally, I do not believe that you can truly do A Course in Miracles and leave Jesus out,
mm-hmm.
or that personification of love out.
Right.
And the reason I believe that is because the ego thought system is so strong, and we're so entrenched in that split mind that I know for me, I need the counselor, the friend, the guide.
Yeah.
I mean,
we all do, because remember what the Course says, you do not heal yourself. And so if we're healing what? Healing the separation. You can't heal a separation on your own. Met a number of Course students who are literally trying to heal themselves, heal the separation within themselves, but it's like, y'all, you actually can't do that, because if you could, you would have already. If we could heal ourselves without love coming in to do the healing work, the separation would have been over already. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what I use as my basis. If I could heal myself, I would have. I'm still at work in progress, so I haven't yet. And so it doesn't come from me. Like, healing, love does not come from us. And so we're that extension of love. And so going back to our second paragraph here, that atonement process of undoing the separation, when we've joined with that personification of love in our 1 year together doing A Course in Miracles, in a sense, we are healing the separation, our belief in separation, because we've joined with love for this year. Maybe we didn't even think we could do that, but we've really joined with love, and what appeared to be as two is now one in consciousness, in harmony together. We're being guided towards love each and every day we study the Course.
Yeah, that's why all of these, the next paragraphs, we are the bringers of salvation.
Can we stop for 1 second? I didn't want to go to the next one without saying one more thing.
Oh, sure.
I just wanted to really highlight this last sentence of the second paragraph. Then we can go on to paragraph three. Yet we can realize our function here. What's our function, y'all?
Forgiveness.
Yes, you're right.
And what is forgiveness? The only real true forgiveness is self-forgiveness.
Exactly. And words can speak of this and teach it too, if we exemplify the words in us. What does exemplify? Being that example. We don't have to go preach. We don't have to do anything, but really allow ourselves to be healed through self-forgiveness, and just love just comes out.
So something I've been working on, and it's just really coming into my awareness, like being the presence of love wherever we go, sounds good in theory, and I know that that's the ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, what I'm seeing, I think, in a new way, is that yet we can realize our function here, and words can speak of this and teach it to, if we exemplify the words in us. Sometimes, exemplify the words in us might just be really stepping back and learning about peace, learning about calm, doing our own healing work. It might look different, I guess, than like when I read these words, I kind of think, oh, well, I'm just going to be the presence of love wherever I go. And the way how this has played out in my life is I've had to do a lot of healing work myself, just like, okay, here I am in judgment. Ah, I'm finally realizing that when I'm judging someone else, there's also this step that I could say, I've done the same thing. You know, that's kind of my theme for this lately. So I guess what I'm saying is exemplify the words in us. Let's not get attached to what that might look like.
Well, it's when you heal yourself, you heal the world. Thank you, Deepak Chopra, for that one. Because when we are doing our inner work, if we're not contributing to the separation, we're contributing to the healing. So if we're doing our work, just like you're talking about, and looking at, well, how am I going into judgment? How am I going into judgment of myself? That's exemplifying this work. It doesn't have to be these big overt actions. It doesn't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be something people can look at and say, oh, wow, you're really exemplifying love. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't have to be that. If we're just being the presence of love to ourselves, that's healing the separation.
Yes. In Buddhism, there's this concept, and I forget what the word is that they use for it, but there's like three kind of steps. And one is to, not really steps, it's like, what are your goals? And they don't use the word goals, so I'm kind of mutilating their concept. But the idea is this, is that we can really want to heal our lives and find peace for ourselves. And that could be like the goal for our life. Or we could, if we feel like, you know, that's something that's already within us, that then we're ready for then the next goal, which is really to be here for everyone else and think about, like, if you believe in it, future lives. It's like, you know, I'm here to learn so that my next life is I can continue learning, and it's like we're on this continuum of remembering. And then the third level, you would call it, is more of, you know, attaining what they call Buddhahood, which is really fully remembering who we are. Well, so, you know, when I see the word exemplify, it just seems like a big word. And it's like, well, yes, I want to attain Buddhahood. But really, you know, we may just be at this stage where we're finding peace within ourselves. We're doing our own healing work. We're doing that introspection and that learning and that the studying. You know, there's a part in the text that's the need to study. And we're doing our study so that we can really, really reach this place where we're the best version of ourselves in this life.
Mm-hmm.
Like that could be that.
Yep, and that's all it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
But we are over time.
Oh my.
Past our 20 minute.
Okay, so we'll just continue on with this. So today we are practicing all through the day. Lesson 355, there is no end to all the peace and joy and all the miracles that I will give when I accept God's word. Why not today?
Mm.
See you tomorrow.
See you then.